Good morning. My guest this morning is Wendy Sillman, and she is the Director of Education for the Santa Rosa Symphony. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Roland.
Good to see you.
You too.
We are talking about a concerto showcase that is happening on Friday, January 18th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, right?
That's right.
Take it from there. What what happens? What happens with the person who wins that concert, that contest? I understand this contest involves several soloists for the youth symphony.
It does. These are the outstanding young musicians from the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra, and they are competing to play a concerto with the Santa Rosa Symphony Youth Orchestra on March 9th.
March 9th.
At the Green Music Center.
Oh, great. Okay.
So whoever wins this competition will then take their concerto and perform with that orchestra. However, everybody who is competing has prepared a wonderful concerto, and they are all outstanding performers. And so they have this opportunity to perform for the public at the concerto showcase recital on Friday, January 18th at 7:30 at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts.
Okay. I notice on the poster here that members of the Santa Rosa Symphony or Symphony Youth Orchestra will perform music by Mozart, Mendelssohn, Weber, Vaughan Williams, Enescu, and et cetera. So will people get to hear bits and pieces, at least, of all of these concerti?
There are 13 different young musicians performing, each with an accompanist, and they will each play their selection. So it's usually one movement of a concerto, or if it's a shorter piece, it would be the whole piece. We have two sets of duos. Very interesting.
Wow.
And the instruments featured range from flute, violin, bassoon, oboe, and trumpet. I mean, it's just a wonderful variety, and it showcases how great our students are and how musical they all are.
It's just a big
variety, and all played at a very high level, so it should be a wonderful recital.
It really sounds like it. Is this usual for this time of year? Is there usually this wealth of soloists performing all sorts of different bits and pieces of great music of the past?
Well, this started because of the concerto competition, which takes place the first week of January. And actually, I started it 3 years ago or 4 years ago when I first heard them and realized that only one of these amazing young people was going to be able to perform for the public. And I just thought that was such a shame because they're all so good. Everybody should hear them.
Yeah, right.
So now it's become a tradition. And not only can people come and hear them perform, but they also will have an opportunity to visit the wonderful Sebastopol Center for the Arts and see their art gallery. And they can do that before they go into the recital.
So how do people get tickets for this January 18th concerti?
Well, they do get their tickets through the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, so they can go to their website, which is sebarts.org. And this is a benefit for the Santa Rosa Symphony Institute for Music Education.
Okay.
So it's a true collaboration between our two organizations, and we're very grateful that they're willing to partner with us for this.
Well, I'm sure your audience, of whom I'm a part, is equally grateful for this embarrassment of riches. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. How should members find out about tickets for the January 18th concert?
You can go to the Sebastopol Center for the Arts website, which is sebarts.org.
Great. Thank you very much, Wendy.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.